This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
That's right, it's Rock Talk. My name is Mark Shuttleworth, and this morning we're sitting down with Isabel Miller, the Executive Director of Saints Place. Hello, Isabel.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you here. We had a nice time chatting off the air right before we went on. Saints Place, you're the executive director, and you've held that position for how long?
5 years.
Well, all right, so that's good. You're on a roll. You're established.
I am.
So tell us about Saints Place. A lot of folks are familiar with the name, but maybe they're not familiar with all the organization does.
Saints Place is a 20-year-old ministry, and we do and focus all of our energies, which is a lot with volunteers. We clothe the refugees when they arrive. We furnish their home from soup to nuts. We tutor them so that they can learn English and get better jobs, fill in applications. And our last initiative is a scholarship initiative where we're helping those men and women who wish to go on with their education to get better jobs. There's a theme running here. Those are the four things that we do. We run the largest clothing closet in Rochester. The refugees come to us virtually with the shirt on their backs, and we clothe them for the harsh winters. Our clothing closet is completely run and managed by volunteers. Saints Place is a volunteer-based operation. Without the volunteers, there would be no ministry. When the refugee comes, he is greeted, or she, on a one-to-one basis, because our goal is to teach the refugees how to dress for the winter. Remember, they're coming from, many of them, from very warm climates. And so we are teaching them how to layer, how to use the clothes that we give them. They usually leave completely dressed for the winter, as well as seasonal clothes. And that goes for the children, too. Every child is given a backpack, so that they, when they go to school, backpacks are really acclimation tools. If a child walks into a school without a backpack and is carrying perhaps a plastic bag, they will be laughed at, and we don't want that at all. Moving on to the continuation of Saints Place, it's opened 4 days a week, the clothing closet, from 9 until 1, and going into September, we will be expanding the hours because we want to reach more people. The next thing on our list is the tutoring program, and it's wonderful. Here, what we're doing is twice a week at two destinations, we are reaching about 100 refugees. They come in, and for 1 hour, almost on a one-to-one basis, they're learning English, they're practicing their English. We're helping the children with their homework assignments to raise their level in school, which is great. On to the furniture. This I talk about with great joy because all of our donations come from the wonderful people in Rochester. Perhaps you are downsizing. You might be moving. You want to buy a whole new dining room set. We ask you to give us the furniture. We furnish every apartment that the refugees are assigned by Catholic Family Center so that when they walk in, they see carpets on the floor, paintings on the wall, sofas, lamps, chairs. We have taken a dark and dingy apartment and turned it into a home. One of the most important things that Saints Place does is we provide new beds for the refugees. We feel after what they've been through and the journey that they have been on, marked with great sadness and violence, they have the right to put their head on a clean bed and sheets, and that's what we do. We do provide all new beds for the refugees. It's a big part of our ministry. And the last part is the scholarship, which is a wonderful program. Those refugees between the ages of 18 and 23, and now we're expanding the ages, that are working and going to, let's say, MCC part-time, we'll help them with partial tuition. We'll also help those that are not working and going to St. John's, Nazareth. We'll help them with partial tuitions. The big thing that we're really aiming on is to help the refugees attend vocational schools. If they go to vocational schools, they will study things like automotive, electrical, building and maintenance. After sometimes 6 months, as much to a year, they graduate with a certificate and are gainfully employed immediately with benefits. So that's what we do in our scholarship program. It's wonderful, but we also need to have money to do all these things, and then that takes us into the sale.
Yeah. Yeah, we're speaking with Isabel Miller from Saints Place. She's the executive director, and you do have a big sale coming up, the Super Sale. It's so big, it's a super sale, and it begins real soon. It begins Tuesday, June 9th, and July 9th, right, of course, and runs through July 13th. And we're going to get to that in just a few minutes, because this is a big fundraiser for you, and we want a lot of folks to come on out and support. So Saints Place, now, we were discussing off the air before we started this program, that I wasn't born here. I was born in the UK and I came here. Our situation was very, very different than a refugee family coming. But speaking from somebody who, you know, granted that the two cultures are not altogether that different, but there are differences. And it's a big transition. It was a big transition for me and for my family when we went through this. So I can only imagine what a massive change this must be for these folks who have lived through such things, being refugees and coming here to Rochester and just kind of being dropped in this culture, which is an amazing country, offers amazing opportunities. But to have people like you to lend a hand to them and help them get their footing and to do the best they can. So let's begin. How do you get in touch with the refugees? How do they find you?
The State Department assigns an agency all across the United States. Okay, in Rochester, it's Catholic Family Center. They send the refugees to us. Once we have the refugees, the first thing that they do after they come here and they get their shots is they come to Saints Place. Mm-hmm. And they are greeted with one-on-one volunteers. We are all smiles. You have to remember that they have been living in tents for years. Mm. Tent city is not great. They have also been bartering for everything they can possibly get. And on this first experience, there are women smiling at them saying, take this sweater, take this shirt. We have to keep going it over and over again. They're stunned.
Yeah.
And that's why we're also very careful how we're dressing them. Because if they don't come back, we don't want them to miss out on that warm coat, that scarf, sure, those boots.
Yeah, yeah. So when we talk about refugee, I mean, maybe people in their mind, they've got a vision that is attached to that word. What would you, demographically, what are we talking about?
What we're talking about is the very clear distinction between an immigrant and a refugee.
Right.
Immigrants choose to come. They want a better life. They think they might get a better job. They want to come. The refugee has been uprooted from his home, her home, due to civil war, strife, famine, ethnic cleansing, which is terrible, all of those things. And so they must leave their country or the large area where they're staying, and they are then placed in large holding areas known as refugee camps. There's a very, very big one in Nepal, but that's getting thinned out. And there they stay and wait until they are vetted and clearly checked. Remember, they are not all coming to the United States.
Sure.
Refugees are signed worldwide.
Right.
The United States used to take in about 100,000. Those numbers have declined because of the executive ban. But I always say to people when they say, well, what are you going to do? Isn't that terrible? We want those refugees to come in because they are vetted more often than anybody else. But we have to remember that there are refugees living in Rochester now that have come over the years, and they're living in poverty. They need some more furniture. They need clothes, and they need help. So we're helping the newly arrived refugees and those refugees in the city.
So when kids come in, because we're talking, these are families, so kids.
Infant.
Sure.
Straight up to high school. We are helping elderly refugees, and we're helping parents.
So the kids, they get, they're residents here, so they get to pop into schools, obviously.
Right.
But like you said, you provide them with backpacks and tutoring
as well.
School clothing
and tutoring if they choose to come. And one of the things that the children always want, and if we get them donated to us, soccer balls.
Really?
Soccer is the number one thing that the children play in the camps.
Yeah.
So they will come into one of the rooms, and we have a whole supply of soccer shoes. That's where the children will slide right into trying to put the soccer shoes on.
That's amazing. That is really, really cool. We're talking to Isabel. We're talking to Isabel Miller from Saints Place. She's the executive director. Folks want to reach out to Saints Place. Is there a website or a phone
number? There is a website. It's www.saintsplace.org.
Okay.
And you will learn everything you want to know about Saints Place and the sale.
And folks, can people make financial donations through the website anytime?
And thank you for asking that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So let's talk about this. So you're the executive director, but you started as a volunteer. Is that correct? So you have a team of volunteers. How many people are we talking
about?
We
have a core group of about 150 volunteers. Many of those volunteers help us out on the sale, but a core group of 50 to 60 men and women help us 4 days a week, and they come. Our volunteers have been coming, some of them, 15 to 18 years.
Wow.
Very loyal and wonderful for what they do. You have to remember that we're getting many donations of clothing. The clothing must be sorted. We are also getting donations of furniture, of plates. All of that has to be sorted and checked, and our volunteers do that.
We're talking to Isabel Miller from Saints Place. Again, the website is
www.saintsplace.org.
You will want to check that out for sure. Now, just to put some numbers on this, I was looking at the information that I have here. From 2016 to 2018, in 2 years, you served 4,412 individuals at your clothing closet.
Yes.
That's amazing. That's a big number.
That's a very big number.
And then I look further down here. I see homes. In the same time period between 2016 and 2018, you set up 769 homes.
And that homes, please remember, that involves our truck and our van going out filled with all the furniture, the mattresses, and the beds. Sometimes we can give a refrigerator if we have it. And then they unload all of it, our volunteers, and place it in the apartment. A setup is a complete home.
That's amazing. Now, these people are receiving this, these refugees new to the country. They've got to be, I mean, it's got to be an emotional experience for them, for you guys as well.
It's what they do for us. And I know if that sounds corny, it's not.
No.
They pat our faces. They touch our hands. They know what they're receiving, and they are so very, very grateful. There's wonderful stories about the volunteers as well as the refugees. I know one that I love. He came to us 4 years ago, and he came by himself. We set up his apartment, and we gave him the clothes. And he came back about 3 weeks later, more than that, excuse me. He came back a half a year later, and he had his wife with him. And he said, "My wife will volunteer for what you have done for us. This is our payback." His English was quite good.
Mm-hmm.
She volunteered for 6 years.
Wow.
The refugees come on the day of the sales, and they also want to visit with the volunteers who dress them, who got to know them, and also to see the volunteers who tutor them. Tutors become part of the family, of the refugee family.
So who are the tutors? Are they?
They're wonderful. They're I would say 100 tutors. It's men and women. A big chunk of them are retired teachers, superintendents of schools. And I tease them and I say, "Isn't this a busman's holiday?" They are so dedicated.
Yeah.
They will teach the refugees how to read, how to write. And because the refugees have a great respect from teachers because of their villages where they came from or the homes of the countries, they respect the tutors so much that a bond forms between them. Our tutors go to Buffalo to be with them when they take the civic exam. When there's a wedding in the family, the tutors are invited. They become the advocate for the refugees.
It's remarkable.
It's a great program, and it's been going on 15 years.
Are you always looking for volunteers?
Always looking for volunteers to help us at Saints. We're in many locations. We are at Saints Place at 46 South Main. We need volunteers to help us sort some of the donations. We need them to answer phones, help with the clerical. And then we need many volunteers to dress the refugees, to sort the clothes. We need men. We are desperate for male volunteers to help us load the furniture, pick it up, and deliver it to the refugees.
Okay.
And we have men. Nobody's alone lifting a 500-pound sofa,
right.
But we need more men.
What's the time? I mean, I'm going to guess it varies.
You can volunteer on Monday through Thursday, if we're going to, the men I'm speaking to right now, from 9 until 12.
Okay.
And the women volunteer also from 9 until 1 o'clock, 4 days a week, Monday through Friday.
Okay. And volunteer in different ways, as you said.
You have to call us. And we can, what we do for every volunteer that wants to come in, I interview them, and then we give them a tour of our operation.
Mm-hmm.
Just to understand the capacity of our furniture and what we're giving to the refugees, we have a 6,000 square foot warehouse filled with the donations from this community.
That's wonderful. And it really is a giving community. I mean, I speak to people from all different kinds of organizations, and they always say that the Rochester community, and not that there aren't other generous communities as well, but Rochester really has a heart for reaching out and assisting, whether it's their time or their money.
2 years ago, Rochester community was named the number two most giving organization in terms of volunteers, or city in terms of volunteers. Minneapolis was number one.
Really? Interesting. Well, number two is not bad. We'll take
it. No, it's not.
We'll take that. We're speaking with Isabel Miller. She's the executive director of Saints Place here in Rochester. Saintsplace.org is the website, and we certainly encourage you to visit that site. What about funding? We're going to get to talk about the big sale here in just a little bit, but do you have other avenues of
yes,
fundraising?
Yes, we do. We have wonderful patrons that have been giving us money. The churches tithe to us. And we also write grants. That's important. And for you out there, if you've ever written a grant, you know how time-consuming it is, how precise you must be. But when you get a lot of grants lined up, it's a good stream, a revenue stream.
Yeah.
But our biggest fundraiser is our annual sale.
And that is coming up. It begins July 9th.
Right.
And tell us all about
please.
This, Isabel.
This is a good analogy for you to understand why we're so proud of this sale. Everything that we do for the refugees at the clothing closet and when we're doing their homes is done with respect and dignity. You take that same feeling, and it's what we put into this, our annual sale. This is not a small dad getting rid of some of his golf clubs. This is a major, major display of wonderful items for you and your families. We take over the entire gymnasium and school of St. Louis, which is right on 61 Main Street, South Main Street, and it is filled. There's a room with designer purses. There's another room filled with jewelry, beautiful pieces of jewelry. For some of our younger people who want to come, very, very trendy clothes, and the shoes are phenomenal. Downstairs is an entire room given for Christmas, and it goes on. The main room holds beautiful sets of china donated to us by some of them. Our Waterford glasses. Our china is Dresden. It is amazing the things that we give. But we really price them well because we want people to come. This is our 15th year, I believe, of the sale. Last year we made $115,000.
Wow.
And people came because the merchandise is good.
Yeah.
Our first night is Tuesday, July 9th. It's a preview night. We ask you an afternoon to come. If you do come, it's $25 to get in. It's from 4 to 8, but you shop without the crowds. And this is when members of the press come, some of our donors, and people who love the sale. Wednesday morning, we open at 9 and we close at 9. Again, we're extending the hours for people that will come to our sale. And then on Thursday, we are open from 9 to 5. And on Friday, we are 9 to 5, and it's 50% off. Mm. These are all, Saturday is a bag day, and that's a wonderful day for everybody. You buy a bag for, you can buy two bags. You can buy one bag for $8, two bags for $12, and you fill it up with everything you can possibly put into it.
Wow.
And walk away.
That's amazing. What? And how much did you raise last year, you said?
$115,000.
That is phenomenal.
And we keep our expenses for the business people very, very low because things are donated.
Yeah, I can imagine. So where do the items come from for the sale?
They come from people the same that are getting our furniture, but they come from people who make donations. We clearly delineate the items that we are putting in the sale cannot go to the refugees. Let me give you an example. It would be a gold-rimmed 12-piece setting of china.
Mm-hmm.
The refugees can't use that.
Sure.
It will be maybe 20 Waterford wine glasses.
Wow.
They can't use that.
Yeah.
It is, take a blender with 900 settings. It's those items that we're putting in the sale.
Yeah.
We put in very, very expensive bags. We also give bags to our refugees, too. But these bags are your designer bags. And for the women, they are Prada, Ashley, the list just goes on. I would say that one of the biggest attractions of our sale is our furniture room and our bags and jewelry. They come in. We have books and Christmas decorations, which I've said.
Yeah, that's remarkable.
It's donated. I'm sorry, Mark. It's donated all through the year. People come and they donate.
Now, how many years have you been doing this annual sale?
The annual sale will be going into its 15th year. And every year it gets bigger.
We should say no credit cards.
We can. We're starting on credit cards, and we will see how that goes.
Okay.
We haven't had that, but we are trying it this year.
Okay.
We have also revamped the main room to make it easier access and choice for you, the clients coming to buy.
Okay. And this is at St. Louis Church, is that right?
That is correct.
60 South Main Street. It says Pittsford is where it is. And again, the dates are begins on Tuesday, July 9th. That's with the preview shopping, $25 entry fee on Tuesday, then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And there's details about this at saintsplace.org, so you should definitely visit the website. And you should definitely plan to spend some time looking around, because it'll take some time to get through all that stuff, I'm sure,
yes,
to wander
will.
Through. It is time well spent. Isabel Miller, the Executive Director of Saints Place. Is there anything we didn't cover today that you want to make sure our Legends listeners know about Saints Place?
I want you to know that if you come to our sale, you are truly helping the refugees, the immigrants, and we have now started a program. We are reaching out to help the poor and needy of Rochester with our clothing as well. It is a great cause, and we operate and we say what we're going to do. So, it is not talk. It is not by committee. When we say something, it is done at Saints Place. So please come to our sale. We need you very, very much. Thank you, Mark.
Absolutely. Chatting, like I said, with Isabel Miller from Saints Place, executive director, been in that position for 5 years, a volunteer before that. You can get involved any number of ways. You could become a volunteer with your time. You could write a check, make a donation online through the website, saintsplace.org. You could donate furniture or housing items to help them furnish apartments and homes for the refugees that we were speaking of. Or you could simply come to the annual super sale, which runs July 9th through July 13th, and buy everything in sight and support them that way. I mean, that is a good way to do it. So there's plenty of ways to get involved. Don't sit on the sidelines. Be generous and help out this wonderful organization, Saints Place, again, saintsplace.org. Isabel, thank you for your time. Very nice chatting with you today.
Thank you so
much.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, a part of the DJRO Broadcasting Company.